What I would like to speak this morning is this message that's on my heart is about the Father, a Father's heart. In Malachi chapter 4, verse 5, and I believe that we are in the last days, it says, "See, I will send the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord." Elijah, a fulfillment of the prophet Elijah was John the Baptist, we see in this picture. I love this stained glass. I love that because when what was happening there is that the Father from heaven, not just the Holy Spirit came on Jesus, but the Father himself said, "You're my son." And this is what I want to talk about this morning is that Jesus walked in sonship and he's calling us to walk in that same thing. What has happened in our nation in Canada is that Canada is under a curse. We're under a curse because of fatherlessness. You see, we were founded by fathers. We were founded by fathers, but there's fatherlessness in our nation. We have leaders that are not fathers. Paul said you have many teachers, but not many fathers. See, there's a difference. I believe it takes spiritual fathers and fathers of nations to birth something that's going to bring transformation. And what I'm feeling in my spirit is that God is calling a remnant of believers to walk as sons and daughters, and that he is raising up fathers in these last days that are going to bring a shift and bring a transformation into our society and into our culture. And that in these days that it starts, that I believe that the Father himself is saying to each one of you today that you're my son and that you're my daughter, and that you need to get a revelation and you need to align yourself to the heart of the Father. And when we align ourselves to the heart of the Father, we will fulfill our destiny and we will know our identity as sons and daughters. You see, Jesus came to bring a revelation of the Father. And so in John chapter 14, verse 2, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions or dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you." He's given them a revelation, and he's saying, "I'm going to be going someplace." But he says, "I'm going someplace. I'm going to the Father so that there will be a place prepared for you." There is a future home in heaven for all of us. But I want to suggest to you today that there is a place in the Father's heart right now. Let's look a little deeper at this. In John 14, 3 and 4, it says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. And where I am, there you will be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." And I want you to know the reason that Jesus went to prepare a place for you is because he wanted us to come back into that relationship that Adam and Eve had in the garden with the Father. That's what we have in the new covenant. We don't have a relationship with a Father that is distant and aloof and is out there, but we have a relationship with a Father that we can know, that we can love, and that we can experience. And so love prepared a place in the love of the Father, because God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten Son, and because Jesus loved us so much, he was willing to die. Because Jesus loved the Father so much, he was willing to die on the cross to bring us to that place in the Father. And Jesus has gone to be that place in the Father. The Spirit tells us that the Father is our defender. You know, no matter what battle, no matter what persecution, no matter where you're coming in life, the Father loves you and he will be your defender. He is our defender. And Jesus said, "I'll ask my Father and he will give you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to come and to teach you and to lead you and to guide you." You see, when we have the heart of the Father, it doesn't matter how big our house is. It doesn't matter about anything else. It just as we know the Father's heart, we do his mission just like Jesus did. Jesus obeyed the Father and went to the cross out of love. And that's what God wants us to do that. So when you experience the unconditional love of the Father and it heals all those places in your heart and you experience the Father's love, it says, "My Father will love them and they will come to me and make our dwelling place with them." So my Father will love them and we will come to them. Who is the we? Jesus and the Father, because Jesus is in the Father, will come to us. He will make his dwelling place in us. It's not just Jesus that lives in us, but the Father lives in us. And we're in the same way, we're in the heart of the Father right now. But the Father's heart is in us. And his unconditional love fills those areas of your life, in your marriage, in the Eros love, and then into your philia love and into the storge love. what happens is that you say, Jesus, where do you want to send me? Where do you want me to go? And do you know where he's sending you? He's sending you to your workplace, to your school, to your business, to your community. He's sending you to wherever you go. Wherever you go, you bring the love of the Father. And when you bring the love of the Father, you just become Jesus to a world that needs love. And you have supernatural encounters every moment of every day of your life. Jesus said, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them.